It's 7:44. I'm Chuck Anzalevich for West Virginia Morning. Nearly half of rural Americans don't have access to broadband internet, the high-speed connection that many of us take for granted. In 65 counties across Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, the majority of residents don't have access to broadband. That's one quarter of all the counties in these three states. Benny Becker reports that some rural communities are now banding together to get connected.
Jamelia Lewis lives in a little valley tucked away in the mountains of Letcher County, Kentucky. This rural area is called Line Fork, and it's a place with a strong sense of heritage.
This is the house where I grew up.
Her grandfather built this house, and Lewis has stayed home to help take care of her parents. She has a background in accounting, but she's had a hard time finding work because there's something missing where she lives.
I was actually offered a job where I could work from home, but I couldn't take the job because there's no internet.
The lack of internet has made homework a challenge for Lewis's children, especially for her younger son, who's visually impaired. The school has loaned him an iPad that he can use to zoom in on the text in his assignments.
But he can't do that here because we don't have any internet at all. I feel like he's getting left behind because he doesn't have what he needs to get his education. And that's not fair.
Tina Sparkman lives nearby on a farm that's been in the family for generations. Her family's only choice is satellite internet, which isn't very reliable.
On a good day, you can watch a 3-minute video if you let it buffer for maybe 10 minutes. And if the wind's blowing, the satellite isn't working.
Sparkman has a son at Eastern Kentucky University. He can't trust that the family's internet will let him do his homework, so he stays on campus.
It's a hardship that we don't get to see him as much, and financially it's more difficult because he has to stay down there on the weekends.
Tina Sparkman worries about what will happen after her son finishes college.
My children won't come back here to live if things don't change. Our heritage will die here with my generation.
There are about 600 homes in the Line Fork area that don't have any options for broadband internet service. In rural communities, that's not so unusual. The latest federal data shows that nearly half of all Americans living in rural areas don't have access to broadband internet. In Kentucky, state officials have been pushing to expand broadband access for years. Eastern Kentucky, long known for coal mining, is represented by Congressman Hal Rogers, who hopes the internet can help the area rebrand itself.
In talking about our future, I have half facetiously referred to our area as Silicon Holler.
Rogers has worked with two Kentucky governors on a project called Kentucky Wired, which would build a fiber optic network across the state. Lonnie Lawson has been a liaison between Kentucky Wired and Congressman Rogers. At a conference last year, he explained that the project has hit delays, but should start showing results in eastern Kentucky and in the region between Louisville, Lexington, and northern Kentucky.
Those will be the very first two. And quite honestly, if we get all the easements and right-of-way issues worked out, it won't take long to hang the fiber.
The Eastern Kentucky section was scheduled to go online in 2016, but the state is still working to get the rights it needs to hang cables on utility poles. And here's one more reason not to hold your breath. The network won't connect directly to anyone's home. The project is building the so-called middle mile, but it's up to internet providers and local communities to build the final mile that connects to homes and businesses. Letcher County and four of its neighbors have teamed up to make a final mile plan. A consultant, Eric Mills, told the group that they should expect a cost of $40,000 a mile when they're installing a fiber optic network.
It's expensive, but it's essential. And as a region, we can't afford not to get there. We got to give ourselves a good swift kick in the rear to make sure we compete.
Letcher County seems to have taken that message to heart. The county government created a broadband board made up of volunteers from the community. When the board met in Line Fork, Jamelia Lewis, Tina Sparkman, and dozens of other residents were there. Board member Harry Collins tried to get the crowd excited.
Let's face it, that pipe dream in the sky of the new interstate ain't going to roll right up through Line Fork. But this group can bring you the information highway, and that's what we're here to do.
The board announced that they were applying for a $1.5 million federal grant to install broadband internet in Line Fork, Kentucky. Harry Collins expressed his hopes in a prayer.
Father, we thank you for a government that sees the need of the people and wants to fill this need. Father, we pray that you give us clarity of thought as we roll out this system. Father, we pray that we be a blessing.
In West Virginia, a new law was just put in place that seems to build on some of the lessons learned in Kentucky. It was introduced by Delegate Roger Hanshaw.
I represent Clay, Calhoun, and Gilmer counties, a 3-county district without a stoplight.
Hanshaw has firsthand experience with the challenges of life without broadband.
My family owns a small hardware store, and there are days when we have trouble processing a credit card sale.
One part of the new law aims to prevent delays like those Kentucky Wired has faced when trying to get access to utility poles. Another section encourages West Virginia communities to band together so that, like the Letcher County Broadband Board, they can apply for federal money.
We had missed out on much of that funding over the past several years.
Hanshaw says with the high demand for better internet, it wasn't hard to get this law passed.
This bill passed the West Virginia House of Delegates 98-2. There's just simply no excuse for service being so poor that we can't process a credit card sale. I think that message has been communicated very clearly to all 134 members of our legislature by their constituents.
It may still be years before these communities get access to broadband internet, but in places like Line Fork where people are coming together, hope is within reach.
I'm just hoping my little boy can do his homework, can get his education.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, Marshall University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Chuck Anzalevich.